The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. I think we have an interesting show. What we're going to do today is interview some folks that are at the Women's Expo. And we're going to be giving away lots of tickets to the Women's Expo. It actually took place yesterday and today. So today it's from 11 until 4. And because of that, if you win tickets, what we'll do is we'll get your name, first and last name, and I will put the tickets in an envelope, and they'll be at the counter when you walk in, okay? The event is at the Aladdin Shrine Event Center. It is on Stelzer Road, and it's out by Easton. So hopefully, and if you call in to win, please make sure that you're one of those folks that can actually come, okay? Because it'll just be fun to make sure that the people that win can use them. All right. Now, before we get on to the interviews, I want to mention that this Tuesday morning, April 17th, I have been nominated for an award by Hands-On Central Ohio, and it's their way of celebrating National Volunteer Week, which occurs April 15th to 21st. And I think I'm up for the category of provider, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, don't know if I won, but there is a breakfast. It's at the Franklin University's Ross Auditorium, and Cavett Ray will be the host, so I'm kind of excited, and we'll see. It's an honor to be nominated, so I'm happy about that, appreciative. And I want to thank the sponsors and the doctors so far that have stepped up and said they're going to help me with my Dentistry from the Heart event. And just to refresh your memory, Dentistry from the Heart is going to be a day of free dentistry. It'll be taking place June 15th this year, Friday, all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we expect to provide free dental care for approximately 630 people this year. We're going to have 21 dental chairs going at once. People will be able to get an extraction, a filling, a cleaning. There'll be some folks that will get a denture repair or maybe a tooth added to a partial, maybe even a crown re-cement, something like that. And so the doctors that have stepped up and said they're going to help me are Dr. Aaron Whitaker, Dr. Jeff Bixler, Dr. VJ Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Kaur, Dr. Hamze, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Sardinini, and Dr. Stevenson. So also some of the businesses that are helping: North End Ranch, Mozart's Cafe and Bakery, I Am Possible Photography, Gear Gas, Inkwell, Jerry Davis State Farm Agent, Beachwold Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, the BW3s of Central Ohio, especially the Graceland store, Continental Message Solutions. All right. So, and there's one other restaurant that has stepped up, and I don't have his business card with me, so I apologize for that, but we'll get that one on the air next week as well. So anyway, and then, you know, if you know somebody that needs dental care, certainly let them know. Come on out and help. If you want to volunteer, we could use more volunteers. And primarily, right now our need is we need more dentists. So I hope that some folks find the time in their day to come out. And one more thing, as I mentioned, the Women's Expo is at the Aladdin Shrine Event Center. And next week, a week from this Tuesday, April 24th, I'll be back at the Aladdin Shrine Event Center for the Champions of Diversity Minority Health Fair, co-sponsored by the Columbus Health Department and Dentally Speaking. So it's from 10 to 4 p.m., and you might want to come on out and say hello if you don't make it out to the Women's Expo today. When you come to the Women's Expo, we're right there as you walk in the door. outside in the lobby is American Family Insurance, and then when you walk through the door, it's us. So please be sure to stop in and say hi and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Okay? So I think we're going to go ahead and remember. Let me just give out the number now. The number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Mark that down, because as soon as this first segment is over, I think we're going to take some callers to win. We'll take the first three or four callers, and each one will win admission for four to the Women's Expo. All right, so let's go ahead with our interviews.
Well, as you know, I've been giving away free tickets to the Women's Expo for the last several weeks, probably a couple months now. And yesterday and today, it's going on. It's at the Aladdin Shrine Events Center, and later on in the show, we're going to give away more tickets. I'm thinking what we'll probably do is we'll have folks call in, and then we can maybe leave an envelope with your name on it at the desk, because it's from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. today. So we'd love you to come on out and visit with us and talk to my staff and my other doctors and just kind of say hello. And actually, if you come, you'll be able to put your name in the drawing for a free Sonicare. We're going to draw one name every hour, and we're also going to be drawing one name to win free tooth whitening, the Zoom or Bright Smile type whitening. So please come on out for that. All right, but what I want to do is I want to talk to some of the vendors that you're going to run into. Because when you come, there's all these vendors there. And so I came to the AEP booth. Hi there, I'm Dr. Kavitko. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Candy.
Hi, Candy. So I have to tell you that when we were setting up our booth, we had to go and pay for the electricity. So I wanted to find out, what's it like for AEP to have to go pay for electricity?
I guess it's the same as for everybody else.
Do they charge you more or less?
No, the same. No discount.
Now you have all these bulbs with you. Mm-hmm. Tell me about them.
We're actually showing people the differences between incandescent and CFL bulbs. So we have a light comparison here. So you can see this is the...
What's CFL stand for?
Compact fluorescent light.
Okay.
So this is the standard incandescent bulb.
Okay, she's pointing to a light bulb.
Right.
This is radio.
To an incandescent bulb, because some people say, well, the color is different. I don't like the color. So we're showing people the different colors.
Okay.
As well as the sizes.
Do you have blue? That's my favorite color.
They do have blue. We don't have one in our display, but they do have the party bulbs.
Oh, okay. Is that what they're called?
The party bulbs, yes.
Now, I heard, tell me if this is true, maybe you don't know if you don't make it up, that it takes more energy to make a compact fluorescent bulb than you save in energy use through its lifetime over incandescent.
I've not heard that.
I heard that actually from somebody that works at AEP.
Really? Okay. Well, that's news to me. News to me.
How about LED? I don't see any LEDs up here.
Yeah, we don't have any up here. We should have some up here, and maybe eventually we will, but LEDs are great. We just don't have any in our display.
Okay, what's this little one that looks like a Christmas light
Same
bulb?
Thing. Just a candelabra. So it's just a different shape.
Oh, so they've come up with all the different shapes.
Absolutely. Even, look, this one looks like the regular incandescent bulb, but
right.
It's a CFL bulb.
Okay. Well, that sounds neat. Do you have any that are the shape of teeth?
I haven't seen that. I'm not going to say no, but I haven't seen that. That's a good idea.
Okay, because it looks like they can curl this stuff any shape they want, right?
Sure. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Now, you're an AEP employee?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Are you an AEP employee?
Nope.
No, he's not either. Well, who do you guys work for?
We actually work for a company that represents AEP, so we do a lot of the events with AEP.
Oh, okay. So they're too busy making electricity to come and turn these light bulbs?
Actually, we might have somebody here from AEP. They like to come out and hang out with us as well, so.
Okay, well, when they do, maybe let me know.
Okay, I'll let you know.
So tell me your name again.
It's Candy.
Candy, and what was your name?
Brian.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. And you work for the same company?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it?
Event Marketing Strategies.
Event Marketing Strategies. Now I have a question. Does Event Marketing Strategies have dental insurance?
Yes, we do. And I need a new dentist.
Know. And you need a new dentist?
I do.
I happen to be a dentist.
Okay, that's great. Well, I'll come visit you later. I just moved to Columbus and I do need a new dentist. Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great show.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Brian.
See ya.
Yeah, he started to just nod. Then he remembered it was radio. All right, so if I want to tell you about the Women's Expo, no better person to give you the information you're going to need than the... Are you the general manager? What are you?
No, I'm the president of the company, Tom Monahan.
Oh, the president. Okay. I got the big guy.
The kahuna.
All right. So what do you want people to know, my listeners, because it's, you know, it's Sunday morning and they're going to be, I'm hoping they're going to head out. I'm giving away some free tickets today. And what are they going to find when they come here? Why should they come here? All of that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we have so many wonderful sponsors, including yourself, but Sam's Club is here, American Electric Power, Dr. Pepper is here, and Bob from Polaris Financial. And they're all sort of, you know, doing all sorts of giveaways and samples, and then obviously we have our jewelry and makeup and all that good stuff to buy. A lot of home improvement is here, and a lot of food samples, gourmet blends and a lot of dips and cheeses and all sorts of things, and free seminars all day.
I didn't find the free food yet. When I, you have to tell me that. We'll do it off of the air, okay? You can tell me where the free food is. Okay, now, Dr. Pepper, is he a dentist too?
No. But they're doing a very good job. They've got some new product out, and they're sampling that, and that just tastes wonderful.
Okay, they haven't tried it yet.
We, you know, we've been, you know, the steady flow all day. That's the main thing. Come on out. The show is from 11 to 4. We want a steady flow. Lots to do, lots to see, lots to, you know, there's free giveaways and stuff, but then there's a lot of beautiful things to buy. Beautiful jewelry is here, and purses, and there's makeup and clothing and all sorts of things for ladies.
Right, and parking is free.
Parking is free, and we will be the only thing going on here at the Shrine Temple, so there's plenty of parking.
That's good, yeah. And then there was something, okay, yesterday they also had the mammogram.
We had the blood drive. We had a blood drive, and then we had a mammogram. Yes, we had the mammogram here, a mammogram bus, and...
Who's that through?
I believe that was through the Ohio Health Hospital.
Okay.
I'm not positive okay. on that.
And then the blood drive, so, but those were Saturday only?
That was Saturday. Everything was Saturday only.
Okay. Now, you do this every year?
Every year. This is our seventh year, second year at the Shrine Temple, and we're staying here. We love it here at the Shrine Temple.
Cool. It is really nice. So, Bob Monahan?
Tommy Monahan.
Tommy, you know why I said that? I have a friend named Bob.
That's okay. They call me Burst.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me, and I'll be giving away some free tickets here in a little bit. We'll have people call in, and we're going to arrange for the tickets to be at the ticket booth when they get here, right?
We love you, Dr. Kavicka. I just want everybody to know out there, you have supported us for the past 5 years you've been a sponsor, so we thank you very much.
Well, that's awful nice of you. I appreciate that. You have a great day, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so what we want you to do is call now, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, and we're going to give away some free tickets to today's Women's Expo event.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane.
All right, and welcome back. And I also wanted to mention that at 1 o'clock today, from 1 until 2 or somewhere thereabouts, I think they might even come early, Ted Williams, Ted the Golden Voice Williams, will be at my booth to say hello to folks, and you can see the new smile that we did for him. So, you know, come on out. Ted's actually a pretty interesting guy, and most people, when he shows up, they just love to get their picture taken with Ted and just kind of be around him. So that is at 1, from 1 until 2, although I did hear there's a chance he might come early, so we will see. All right, so Judy receives tickets for 4 people to the Women's Expo, and other folks, you're welcome to call in, and we're going to keep doing this throughout the show till we run out of tickets. All right, the number's 459-9769. Very quick, call in, and we'll get your first and last name, and we'll put them in an envelope at the front desk for you. All right, so let's go ahead and listen into some of the interviews that I did.
All right, so if you come to the Women's Expo, you're going to find a booth with 7-Up and A&W and basically Soda Pop next to my booth. And people are asking me how they wound up next to my booth, but no, it's okay because we all drink soda. We all drink the various things that are available out there. And what I tell people is it's okay, drink whatever you want as long as you brush your teeth afterwards. So anyway, yeah, you can, and by the way, Soda Pop, all pop has an acid content to it. And when you drink pop, it will cause the pH in your mouth to become acidic, more acidic than your stomach, which we all know is pretty acidic. So my recommendation, and the recommendation of most dentists, is when you have a soda pop, go ahead and drink it. Drink it in a few minutes. You know, drink it down. Don't let it sit on your desk and sip it all day, because every time you take another sip, you get that acid in your mouth. And so sitting at your desk and sipping all day essentially causes tooth decay. Okay? So, yeah, so if you come out to the expo, you're going to see it's 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, A&W, a couple other things that I can't really see. Like there's an orange, and they're all touted as low calorie, but they still cause acid and they still cause tooth decay. All right, well, let's go see what other interesting things we have that you'll find when you come to the Women's Expo at the Aladdin Shrine Events Center. Starts today at, let's see, today starts at 11 and goes until 4. So 11 to 4 today on Sunday. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So you represent Sam's Club?
Yes, I work out at our Reynoldsburg location, and we brought several options from our pharmacy department and some free samples and health magazines. Lots of things to look at that are good for your health at Sam's Club.
Okay, so now, isn't Sam's Club like when you're buying in bulk, or am I confusing that with something else?
No, we definitely have, as you look over here, we have things in bulk items. But as far as our pharmacy department goes, we definitely carry regular size items for you.
So I can buy one toothbrush, or can I buy a small tube, or do I have to buy like the gallon size of toothpaste?
Well, you can buy several tubes of toothpaste at the same time and several toothbrushes. So when you have company over, you have extra.
Now, what is the minimum size or number of toothbrushes you could buy at a time?
I think we have a package of 5.
Package of 5? That's not
and
bad.
And they're lovely colors. So.
That's good. Well, honestly, you should change your toothbrush every month anyway.
That's right, and especially after a cold.
So it's a 5-month supply if you didn't have a cold?
There you go.
And what 2-week supply if you did?
If you did have a cold, that's right.
Okay, so you primarily you're giving, what's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne, nice to meet you.
You too.
And you are also here. You are
Sam's Club too, Sandy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were Sammy for a minute.
No, Sandy.
Your name tag almost looks like...
We're an elf a little bit. That's because I work so hard.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to look at it. So you're giving away coupons. You have sample items. This is just so I see batteries. I see vitamins. You're just showing some of the products that you carry?
Value of the Sam's Club membership.
Right.
Oh, okay.
For instance, my mother buys the Mega Red, and it's $30 at Sam's Club. And her regular location that she was buying it before, it was $56.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes. So we have some great prices, and we have some of our own name brand that are just like anybody else's name brand items. Same ingredients, same thing, but for a great price.
Okay. Well, that sounds neat. So Sandy and?
Suzanne.
Sandy and Suzanne. You have to start, your name has to start with an S to work at Sam's Club?
Sure.
It helps.
Brenna's here, and she begins with a B.
Oh, okay. Brenna's here. Hi, Brenna. Well, all right. Now, I have a question. You guys are, so does Sam's Club offer dental insurance to you guys? Go with Suzanne first.
Sam's Club does offer dental insurance. They offer optical insurance, and they offer health insurance for all of our employees.
That's good. So do you have it?
Actually, I have my insurance through my husband's company.
Well, that's okay, but it's still good that it's offered.
Yeah.
How about you, Sandy?
I have it.
You have it. How is it?
It's great.
Good, good. So you go every 6 months?
I do.
Great. And you have a nice, gentle dentist?
I do.
Okay, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
I do.
Because I'm working hard to try to dispel that myth that dentistry has to be unpleasant, you know?
No. The dentist I went to, the reason I started with him was he catered to cowards.
Yeah,
and that got my attention, and he was great, because I'm a coward when I go to
So on the back of your name tag says coward, turn it over.
No. Only my dentist knows for sure. Oh.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you very much for talking with me.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Bye. So if you come out to the Women's Expo and you come in the main door, you make a left, you go past AEP booth, and you'll come to Sam's Club. And are you guys going to be here tomorrow? Okay, so as I was setting up our booth, I saw that there was a blood drive going on. Now, that was yesterday, won't be going on today, but I wanted to talk to the woman that is administering it, because we're having a blood drive ourselves, by the way. We're having one at I Have a Dentistry from the Heart event, and it's June 15th, and so you guys are going to come and set up in, I guess, two shifts at our event. I don't know if you're aware of that, but anyway, what's your name?
My name is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you? So how many bags of blood do you hope to get when you have your blood drive?
We have a goal of 15 right now. We didn't know what the input would be for here, so we have a goal of 15.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I think they did 19 last year at our event, and this year they're going to be here for two shifts, and we have more people coming, so maybe we can double that.
Absolutely. That'd be a great cause. Great cause.
Now, you guys have how many blood mobiles?
You mean actual?
Motorhomes.
Motorhomes? We have four. In this four. District.
Okay. But you probably have as many as, what, 15 blood drives going on at any one time? Or
pretty much, 15.
Is that a good guess?
That's a very good guess. We have actually like 11 trucks, and we have what we've got four vans for the smaller blood drives.
Oh, so they're a little motorhome, baby motorhomes.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. And it's an ongoing need, an ongoing project. What is the universal donor is?
O negative.
O negative is universal donor. O positive can only take O positive, right?
No, O positive can take O negative.
Okay. And O positive?
And O positive.
Okay, so tell me some of the hardest one to come by is, what's the?
Actually, the hardest one to come by is probably our O negative, because it's a universal blood.
So you need more of it.
We need lots more of that, because when there's, you know, accidents out there and the person's unconscious, that's the blood that they get first is the O negative. So
most people don't really know their blood type, do they?
Nope. They have to wait and donate blood or get it from their physician.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Hopefully we'll be able to get more bags than we did last year. But and I hope you meet your goal.
Plan on it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
So tell me the stats again that you were talking about earlier. There's how many, what percent, well, go ahead, you just tell me. You have them in the tip of your tongue.
What it is 3% of the population donate blood. Okay. And out of that 3%, 7% have the O negative blood. We're always in need of the O negative. It just doesn't seem like there's not enough of it.
I see. Has that 3% stayed constant throughout the years?
Correct.
Okay. Can't seem to get it above 3%.
Keep trying.
Okay, I mean, there's so many. What's the percent of people that want to but can't?
That I don't know, because it's so wide.
From your experience, when you do a blood drive, I know that we had maybe 25, 26 people present. They call it presenting, right? But only 19 qualified to give.
There are so many reasons why you cannot donate. There's travel, there are your iron levels and things of that nature that would prevent you from donating. So,
if you've had a cold in the last 2 weeks, does that matter?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Because so those affect your body.
Those are the kind of questions you ask?
Those are the kind of questions, what kind of medications you're on and things of that nature.
What if somebody's suffering from allergies right now? Does that matter? So if I'm taking an allergy medication, is that okay?
That I can't give you because you have to take that through our health history. And they will give you, they give you a list of the medications. So.
Okay, so there are certain medications if you're taking at that moment you can't donate.
Exactly.
Okay. Just trying to make it easier for people to have the information before they come.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And they can get on our website to find out some of those medications as well. It's www.redcrossblood.org.
Redcrossblood.org.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and I think you ought to go to www.redcrossblood.org to learn, because I thought about that after I did that interview, that I don't want to discourage people from donating, and I don't want people to automatically assume that they would not be a good candidate because of something that I said, such as they're taking a medication here or there. I don't really know, and I didn't see their health history. And so, you know, go to their website or just go and see if you can donate, because it is a big, big need, and we don't know when we're going to be the one that needs the blood. And so if there's a shortage when you're the one in the car accident, you might wish that you had donated at some point, you know, in the past. So anyway, yeah, it's just a great thing. And think about that. 15 different events going on at any one time in the city, and there are still shortages. So the 3% number was a bit of a surprise to me, and I don't know what it'll take to get that number up, because that's a low, low number. Anyway, okay, now, in a minute, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And so, as you know, because of the society we live in, we have this little disclaimer that the attorney said you need to listen to. So we're going to ask you to listen to this. And afterwards, we'll be doing the Dr. Kvitko question of the day. But I'm just going to give out the numbers right now. The numbers are 459-9769. That is 459-WSNY. And so the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist at their place of business this Tuesday afternoon, plus admission for four to the Women's Expo. And we're going to take three or four callers. The first one gets the flowers. The others get just the Women's Expo tickets. But again, you have to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, where is the Women's Expo being held today? Is it A, Value City Arena, B, the Aladdin Shrine Events Center, or C, Buckeye Stadium? All right, and remember, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon and admission for four to the Women's Expo. And we're going to take the first four callers. One will win the flowers and the tickets, and the other three will win just the tickets. Okay, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it?
will take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
All right, and we have a winner. Susan, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. What is your guess?
The Aladdin.
The Aladdin Shrine Event Center. That is correct. So you're the winner of the flowers. I'm curious, Susan, what do you do for a living?
I'm a technical writer.
Technical writer. Okay. That sounds very technical. Okay, so if you'll hang on, my producer will get your information, so we'll make sure we get those flowers out to you, okay?
Thank you.
You have a great day. Okay, so, and I think it's time we'll go back to our interviews of folks at the Women's Expo. Okay, now, one of the things that I wanted to mention is the main sponsor of this Women's Expo is American Family Insurance, and I stopped by American Family Insurance's booth just to say hello, and I have Cheryl. Cheryl?
Hi. Right. Yes.
And what do you do for American Family?
I'm an insurance agent in Worthington, Ohio.
Really? So how did you get volunteered for this?
They have sponsored this for the last couple years. So with it being a main sponsor, they recruited agents to fill in the time slots to greet people as they came in and talk to them about insurance. So
they send out an email, and those that are interested just kind of send an email back that says,
yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So they didn't have to twist your arm too hard?
No, I'm always anxious to do something like this. This is fun. You get to meet a lot of nice people.
Right. That's why we have a booth. There's nothing like putting a face to the name.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I've often said that this face-to-face meeting people, getting out in the public is so important, and the proof would be politicians. That's the reason they go out and shake hands and kiss babies. And right?
Correct. I haven't kissed a lot of babies today, but you know.
Yeah, me neither.
Grandkids are on their way. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's neat. Okay, so tell me, as an employee, you're not an employee of American Family, though.
No, I own my own agency for American Family.
Okay. Does American Family sell dental insurance?
They have health insurance, but I'm not sure if the dental is covered on that. It's more of a major medical type thing.
And so major medical is different than hospitalization, right?
It covers the major catastrophes in your life. That
accident.
Affect, yeah, accidents or, you know, health otherwise, you know, if you're surgeries and things like that. So it does have the major medical component with it. But we have auto and home and life and commercial, all kinds, all aspects of insurance.
Okay. So you're self-employed. Do you happen to have dental insurance?
Actually, no.
So what do you do?
I take very good care of my teeth, and I pray a lot.
Okay. That's unfortunately, there's a lot of people. There are, let's see, the statistic is 100 million people in the United States do not have dental insurance.
I believe that.
So you have good. You have a lot of company out there.
Yeah.
Any idea why American Family or other insurance companies wouldn't offer dental?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay,
so your most popular product is car insurance?
The property and casualty, and we have a lot of commercial and life insurance we've done very well in. We enjoy selling that a lot.
So life insurance is growing?
Yes, it's a good product because you just want to make sure that you have everybody protected as best as you can.
Shouldn't they cover it death insurance, though? Because it's like it only kicks in when you die.
No, it protects the livelihood that you put forth for your family.
Okay, I always wondered about that. Now I know. Okay. No, I have plenty of life insurance. I do agree with the whole premise, and I've made sure that my wife and kids are taken care of. But it's still tricky if people don't have a will, right?
It just depends. It really depends. There's a lot of people that take it for just the final expenses, so then, you know, they talk to their families or they pre-plan their things, and so that money's just there when it's needed. So
do you always make sure the coverage covers the cost of a burial?
Absolutely. We always include final expenses.
What is that average now?
It just depends on where you go, but we're figuring somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000.
$15,000 and $20,000. Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how expensive that is.
It can be. It can be. And we're not planning on anyone going anywhere, so you want to make sure that cost of living is incorporated into that, so they have enough when the time comes.
Oh, I see. So that's predicting. It's not that today. That would be
well,
what
it could be. But you know, it's basically whatever they feel comfortable with. We always leave it up to the insured. We put out some suggestions, but it's always up to them what they.
Okay, so somebody wants to reach you. You're an independent agent. You're in Westerville, and
Worthington. Worthington.
Oh, I could have sworn you said Westerville.
No, Worthington, Ohio.
Good thing I cleared that up. And where in Worthington?
In the REMAX building, right there on 23 on High Street, right next to the Worthington Library.
Okay, it's a brick building with a kind of a big entryway.
Yes, correct.
Okay,
correct.
Uptown Worthington.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so if you come out to the Women's Expo, one of the things you'll see, it is a booth called Bath Fitters. Bath Fitters has a booth here, and I'm speaking with Jim, right?
Yes, I'm Jim Coffee.
But you don't sell coffee?
No, I do not. I sell Bath Fitters.
How about tea?
No tea, just Bath Fitters.
Hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate. I can't help you.
Okay. All right, so tell me about this. Tell me what...
Bath Fitters is designed to come into your home, do a quick fix for about a third of the cost of new construction. It's guaranteed for life. It has a high sheen on it, so it has no pores or seams in it. It won't mold. Soap scum won't stick to it, so it's a low-maintenance product that's inexpensive and quick to apply.
Now, I'm looking at it, and it is shiny, and this one has a seat.
Yes.
And what do? You go in and you measure the current configuration of their tub and their walls.
It's a custom fit in your home. It's ergonomically designed for folks who have handicap issues that would like to be more comfortable in their showering experience or bathing experience. So it's to keep folks in their homes and be more comfortable in their bathing.
Now, I've heard some people like to brush their teeth when they're in the shower. Are you one of those?
I am. And there's other folks that come to me and say, can I dye my hair in the bathtub? And I say, well, let me check. The fact is, dye doesn't stick to this product either.
So, do you have a toothbrush holder model?
I do. We have a toothbrush holder, soap. We have a soap dish. We have seats for his and hers in the bathroom, if you'd like, so you can take showers together.
Now, you said it's like a third the cost of new construction.
I have to a third.
Okay, so what would the cost of new? Well, give me an idea. Would the average be $3,000, $8,000?
If I told you, that I'd be shot. The product manufacturers like to have that information available only in the home.
Oh, when you sit down and have the salesperson come?
Right. That's the model.
Okay. So this one has a seat, and it has a grab bar, and it's a shower. It's not a tub, although there's about a 3-inch lip there?
Yes, there is. That's right.
So... is the 3-inch lip to keep the water in? Is it if you wanted to have a little bit of, like, soak your feet, or what's the, just for safety?
Right. Yes, that is true. Now, you can have it set like that, or you can have zero clearance with the floor for handicapped people who would like to have that, and you can add glass doors. It's all, like I said, it's all custom designed right in your house for your specific needs.
Okay. All right. Well... And this light, this is a showroom light.
Show. That's just for show.
Got it. Because he's got this beautiful light. It's like modern, and it's like stainless steel with these three little tiny bulbs. And I'm thinking they'd be popping in the shower, right?
It would be. That's true. We wouldn't use that in the shower.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Jim, thank you for talking to me. And you sure you don't have any coffee?
I don't have any coffee on me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So also, if you come out to the Women's Expo, and I've been going around talking to some of the vendors, you'll run into a company called Absolute Hearing Solutions. It's a digital hearing aid, right? I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Madeline,
and I had to get real close to make sure I could hear you.
Okay, thank you. Well, that means you may need a hearing aid.
No, I'm just kidding. But we were talking about how the hearing aids have gotten smaller. They've gotten more high tech. And there is now, for instance, when I'm at the office, I wear a little earpiece in my right ear, little walkie-talkies, and we talk to each other. My staff can talk to me. When I'm doing IV sedation, I have a Bluetooth-enabled precordial stethoscope in my left ear. So my concern has been that I wouldn't be able to use a hearing aid as well as my Bluetooth-enabled stethoscope. So you're telling me that there's now a way that I can do that?
Yes, you can. There's more modern technology than several years ago.
So how long has this been out? How long has this technology been on the market?
It's been on a couple years now. A
couple years, okay. And what makes it different that would allow this to work? Is there less feedback, or has that been the problem? I know that I have patients who have hearing aids, the old style, and when I cup my hand over their ear to reach around their head to pull their cheek open so I can look at their teeth, I'll hear feedback. Have they been able to control that?
Yes, they have. With the new hearing aids, especially invisible ones, the feedback is gone.
Now, if they're invisible, how do we know they're there?
Well, nobody knows they're there but you and I. Because they're, you know, you can't see them. There's a part of our ear that goes back in our ear, and there's a bend back there, and it fits back there, and nobody knows you have one on.
Okay, it's not like the Emperor's New Clothes.
No.
It's really there?
It's really there. Just take it out at nighttime, and just there's a little tab that you can pull it out with.
Okay, and how long do the batteries last?
Well, it depends, but usually you get 5 to 7 days on a battery.
Are they rechargeable?
No, but our batteries, we only charge 50 cents a piece for them. We just charge what we pay for them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay, so once a week you need to put a new battery in. Do you get any little indicator, like a chirping sound or something that tells you your battery is going low?
Yes, you do, and then you'll know to put a new one in.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. So it used to be that wearing a hearing aid there was like a stigma attached to it, that wearing one was kind of like admitting that you were old.
Well, with the Bluetooth and with all the other devices that people put in their ears, people don't think anything about that anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, I think you're right. You wouldn't know. In fact, I think, isn't there one that's designed to look like a Bluetooth telephone?
Yes, there is.
So it's like a trick. People think you have your Bluetooth telephone in, and it's really your hearing aid.
That's correct.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Okay, so if somebody wanted to find you guys, how would they find you guys?
We're Absolute Hearing Solutions. We're at 1000 Morrison Road, Suite H, as in hearing, and that's in Gahanna. And we're right next door to the Kahiki Building Distribution Center.
That you can see from I-270 on the east side?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And it's you and...
Well,
your husband or a business partner?
No, it's neither. Greg Van Horsen owns the business, and I just am his assistant.
Oh, and your assistant. So Greg and his assistant will be happy to take care of you.
That's right. And our pricing is lower than anyone around in Ohio.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, and if you would like to win tickets to the Women's Expo, we're going to give out some more tickets. It's 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And all we'll need is your first and last name, and there will be an envelope with a couple tickets that admit four waiting for you when you get to the counter there at the Expo. Remember, it's at the Aladdin Shrine Event Center on Stelzer Road out there by Easton. From 11 a.m. this morning until 4 p.m. this afternoon, and from 1 o'clock until 2, or possibly a little bit earlier than that, Ted Williams, Ted the Golden Voice Williams, will be at my booth, so you can come out and say hi, maybe get your picture taken with him. All right, so go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Okay, and I came upon another vendor, and it is called Shelf Genie, right?
Correct, Shelf Genie of Columbus.
And you're Mike?
Hi, I'm Mike Saunders. I'm the franchisee.
Okay, so I realize this is a women's expo, lots of products for women, and the Shelf Genie appears to be you can turn your closets into everything where everything is a drawer that slides out?
Yeah, we are actually a custom-made shelving product that goes into your existing cabinets.
Oh, Pop-Tarts. Do they come with Pop-Tarts?
No, that's
that's an option.
That's a nice. I'll tell you what. I'll throw those in.
You'll throw in some Pop-Tarts.
I'll throw in some Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Now, is it just the kitchen, right?
Kitchens and baths primarily.
Kitchens and baths. Okay, let me check this out. So, would this have a cupboard door over it?
Yes, but for display purposes, we took the door off.
Okay.
So it's a fully extendable product. It comes all the way out of your cabinet, so you can reach the item in the back of the shelf just as easy as you can the one in the front.
Okay.
It's rated at 100 pounds when it's fully extended. It carries a lifetime warranty on parts and labor.
So how long have you guys been in Central Ohio?
We've been in Central Ohio since the beginning of February.
Oh, okay. You're brand new.
Yeah, we're a brand new franchise to the Columbus area.
Okay, so because I hadn't heard of it. So each shelf comes out and it's the same, the shelf is the size of the cabinet.
Correct.
Essentially.
We,
so the cabinet is 3 feet.
We send an installer out to take very detailed measurements of your cabinet. We measure everything to the nearest millimeter so that we can take use of all of the space available inside of your cabinet.
Okay, so let's say my kitchen didn't really need a makeover.
Correct.
But I wanted to make it more functional. This is what I would do?
That's exactly what this is. We don't do anything with cabinet refacing or with cabinets themselves. All we do is put our product inside of your existing cabinets to make your kitchen more functional.
Now, kitchens and baths, I've heard, are the keys when it comes to improving your house, maybe for resale?
Correct.
And if I spent $5,000 on this, how much do you think I'd get back when I sold my house?
I'm not going to sit here and promise you that if you spend $5,000 on this, you're going to get that back when you sell your house. But what you have to think about, if someone's trying to make a decision between buying your house or buying someone else's house, and your house has these glide outs, it's going to be more appealable to them.
Do you do bathrooms?
We do. We have an option here for underneath the sink where we attach a riser to a parent glide out on the bottom. And we put this riser around your plumbing.
Okay, so
think about your, so this is an example of a kitchen, but think about your bathroom cabinet where you have those cabinets under just a big open box. There's no drawers, no shelves, anything on here. By putting this option in with a riser over here, you're able to utilize more space and get everything out again so you can get to everything in the very back.
So let me just explain for my listeners, a riser is essentially a raised shelf.
Correct.
That is half of a shelf, half width, because you have plumbing on the right side. But by raising this up, you can make like a double-decker shelf on the part that doesn't have plumbing in the way.
Correct. That's exactly what it is. And there's all kinds of configurations on this. It really depends on what we look at, what you have underneath your sink. We can actually make this a little wider, a little narrower. We can put it across the front. We can go down the left side, down the right side. It depends on your configuration underneath your sink.
Okay. So how about the not for the drawers, though? This is just for what would normally be a cupboard, right? Drawers don't change.
Drawers, actually, we have some options for drawers. Let's say your existing drawer isn't pulling out very nice. It's just not working well. We can actually put our rails on the sides of those drawers.
Okay.
If you have a drawer box that's damaged, we can put our drawer box in.
Okay.
And then we also have all kinds of inserts for drawers. This is a utility insert.
We need one that has room for lots of toothpaste and toothbrushes. Do you have that?
Lots of toothpaste and toothbrushes. We have actually all kinds of them here with different configurations. And the nice thing about these is it's no more that plastic bin that rattles around in there because it's not the right size. These are cut to the exact size of your drawer so they fit in there nice and tight.
Okay. That seems cool. Looks really good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have to say one of the reasons I stopped at your booth is because it's Women's Expo and there's two guys standing here. So,
we actually had one of our female designers here, but she had to leave for a family function.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm just teasing you. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Okay, you too. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye. And I think I have time for one last vendor probably. And I stopped at Owens Corning. Oh. Ascent Roofing Solutions. Okay, so Ascend, meaning going up the ladder.
Hello, how you doing today? This is Royce at Ascent Roofing Solutions. Stop by our booth and you get a free home energy inspection. Here at Ascent Roofing Solutions, we have the cutting edge in energy savings. We use industry-leading products such as Owens Corning. We're also on Angie's List and we're a member of the Better Business Bureau. Did you know that 2/3 of the homes in our country are grossly uninsulated? Come see our booth to get more details.
Okay. Well, you heard it from
Royce.
Royce. Had to look at his name. Okay. So you are booth number. Is there a number? I think there was on the wall.
We are the ones with the big.
The ones with the roof. Okay. All right, guys. Well, you guys have a great day. And I'm encouraging my listeners to come out to the Women's Expo. So hopefully they'll come over and say they heard about you guys on Sunday 95. Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. And this will be your last chance to win free tickets to the Women's Expo. It starts at 11 today. It's at the Aladdin Shrine Event Center on Stelter Road out there by Easton. And if you'll call 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, my producer will get your first and last name, and there will be tickets with your name on them in an envelope at the desk when you arrive, okay? All right, so it looks like it's time to go to a break. I think it's time for that.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Till I forget your smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. All right, so we have a little bit of time before the end of the hour, and a couple things I want to do. One is I want to mention next week's guests. I'm very privileged to have next week on my show Dr. Daniel Prevedello and also Dr. Enver Ozer. Now, you may have seen a Dispatch article on April 2nd talking about how some brain tumors are being removed through the nose and the mouth. And there was this picture that kind of showed this tumor, brain tumor, but it's kind of a low brain tumor. And so they determined that the easiest way to get it out, at least without being so invasive, would be to go through the sinus cavity and then also through the oral cavity. I was intrigued by that, and I want to get them on. They've agreed to be on my show, so you might want to, you know, tune in next Sunday morning at 8, because both of these doctors are going to be here. This is life-changing stuff. Life-saving stuff, so very, 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 very cool. Now, also, you may have heard a story, maybe saw it on the evening news, as I did, the story that came out saying that dental x-rays, it says, new study associates dental x-rays with risk of brain tumor. And it was a very hard-hitting story, but what's interesting is I looked up the actual article that was written by, and the study was done by Dr. Elizabeth B. Klaus, MD, PhD. And in her study, in her background right there at the beginning of it, the original article, it says that exposure to some dental x-rays performed in the past, okay, we'll come back and talk about that in a minute, when radiation exposure was greater than in the current era, appears to be associated with an increased risk of intracranial meningioma, period. And by the way, that particular tumor is not malignant, meaning it doesn't spread. And in her conclusion, the two key words there are in the past and that the x-ray radiation levels were greater than current. So I'm not sure why the mainstream media picked up on this and made it a big story. Because, and also, the study itself was somewhat or relatively flawed. Let me explain what I mean by that. So they took people who happened to have this meningioma, intracranial meningioma, which means it's inside the cranium, inside the skull, and it affects the meninges of the brain, which is the coating. And they said, tell us, how many x-rays do you remember having? How often do you remember having them? And people's memory is not scientific. We can't remember things as well as we think we can. The proof I have of that is when we ask people what x-rays they had, and they'll say to us, oh, we had the whole set. Yeah, we had all the teeth. And then we'll call the office when we finally get the name of their previous dentist, and we'll call or fax something over to them, and they'll say, well, we did two x-rays in, 2007. And for some reason, people seem to remember they've had more x-rays than they've had. It would have been a lot more valid if they had said to these people, can you get your dental records and let us look at them so that we could actually quantify how many x-rays you received, what style were they, meaning were they the old style like they're referring to in here, the kind that you held up to a light after developing them with chemicals and everything, or were they digital, which are the kind that are up to 11 times less radiation, okay? So, but they didn't do that for some reason. Not sure why, but they didn't do that. So even the lead investigator said, don't panic, still go to your dentist, still have x-rays taken. This is just a finding, something that we kind of said, well, we're not sure if there's much to this because it was in the past and from patients' memory, and these tumors aren't malignant, but we're going to report it anyway. All right, now remember I said that the new x-rays are 1/11th of what was taken in the past? And let me just give you some guidelines to use, and I'm seeing that I'm out of time. So let me just say real quickly, 1/11th, if you're on a jet airplane, you would get the equivalent of 3 of the old x-rays per hour, and those x-rays are 11 times greater than the kind that we use with a sensor. So I've never known anybody that would cancel their vacation because of the radiation they're going to receive by being on a jet airplane. And you shouldn't panic, and you shouldn't even really give this much credence as far as planning for your future for dental x-rays. And, you know, maybe I'll cover this on another show because I probably needs a little more time than I'm giving it. But we are out of time. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Remember, next Sunday, be sure to tune in because we'll have Dr. Prevedello and Dr. Ozer, surgeons who remove tumors through the nose and through the mouth. Thank you so much.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.